USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump is getting a new challenger in his re-election bid.
My name is Joe Walsh. I'm a former Republican congressman. I'm a conservative. I'm running because Donald Trump is not who we are.
Joe Walsh, no, not the guitarist from the Eagles, who has run for president in the past, but former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh officially made the announcement on ABC's This Week that he is running for the 2020 presidential nomination. He's running because he said Trump is unfit and the country is sick of this guy's tantrums. Today's announcement makes him the second candidate to challenge Trump on the GOP side. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announced his bid back in April. Atlanta police say six people injured by debris from a lightning strike at the Tour Championship have been treated and released. Golf was suspended the rest of the day. The third round resumed this morning, with the final round scheduled for the afternoon for the FedEx Cup and its $15 million prize. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A judge appointed a special prosecutor to look into why the Chicago State's Attorney's Office abruptly dropped the case against Jesse Smollett, leaving open the possibility the former Empire actor could yet face more charges in what police say was a phony attack on himself that he staged to get attention. Smollett, who is black and gay, maintains he was the target of racist and homophobic attacks in January. But if the special prosecutor, former U.S. Attorney Dan Webb, determines the charges shouldn't have been dropped, he could recommend they be reinstated or new charges be brought. The Chosen One says, never mind. President Donald Trump raised some eyebrows earlier in the week when he glanced toward the heavens and referred to himself as the Chosen One to take on China. He took the comment back yesterday when a reporter asked Trump what he had meant. The president looked annoyed. He said, you know exactly what I meant. It was sarcasm. I was joking, and everybody was smiling and laughing. And a question like that is just fake news. The president spoke as he was departing the White House for his trip to the Group of Seven summit in France. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 100 Palestinians sustained injuries after clashing with Israeli troops during a protest. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Palestinian news agency reported 127 people were injured, 54 by live bullets and 73 by rubber bullets or tear gas. Two people were in critical condition. The injuries came after thousands of Palestinians gathered at the border for demonstrations. Hamas urged protesters to keep the protests peaceful, and Israeli Defense Forces told troops to restrain the use of live fire. The Gaza Health Ministry said more than 300 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of thousands have been injured since the protests began March 30th in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
As far as vacation destinations go, Greenland probably hasn't been at the top of many people's list, but new evidence shows that that might be changing. The world's largest island was thrust into the spotlight last week after President Donald Trump said he would be interested in buying the country, which is an autonomous Danish territory. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said the idea of buying another country in 2019 is absolutely absurd. That prompted Trump to cancel his state visit to Denmark on September 2nd. Greenland's tourism board has used the attention to remind Americans the country is open for business and eager to host tourists. Travel websites are already noticing a huge increase in searches from people figuring out what it would cost to visit Greenland. Thanks for listening on your Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.